Blog Talk Radio.
You put this love in my heart. 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 You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart. Yeah.
I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart. Oh yeah. I wanna know where that feeling goes when I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say to you, come into me,
and it's alright.
And it's alright.
I wanna tell you right now, I'm not afraid to say how.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this.
But you always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart. Oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me,
it's hard to doubt. I just have to believe.
Cause you follow up,
proving all of your love. Yeah.
Well, I know the loneliness I had before.
For me, everyone, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I wanted to try a new song. And so I thought Put This Love in My Heart would be great for our guest, who is an angel speak lady who hears the angels, and what more love can you put in your heart? Though I didn't listen to that song, Kelly put it up, and I love the song, but it's a little too youthful for me, so I hope you all liked it, but that won't be replayed again on Bonnie Albers on Air. But I love the message, and the message is we should all have love in our hearts. This is something that you can have, whether you put it in your heart for your parents, your children, your pet, what you love, what your passions are. Some people's passion is writing, and they put all their love into writing. So just remember from this song, put your love in your heart, no matter what that love is for. So hi, everyone. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am Bonnie Albers. I am so excited today. In just a few minutes, I'm going to introduce you to our guest, who I'm sure you're all familiar with, but I would like to tell you a little bit about myself, of course. I'm a psychic spirit medium. I love that job. I keep wanting to give you that I'm a nurse, I'm a counselor, I'm a RN, I'm a LNC, and I have for years used those initials first. But what I really rock is spirit. And I love being connected to my higher source. And so I am a psychic spirit medium. I do private readings, and I do private counseling. I did have a practice and still have a practice in counseling, and I am available on Skype. I'm available on phone. Please go to my website, www.bonniealbersonair.com, and you'll see a drop-down box. You can get counseling, or you can get a private reading from me. I like to know which one you want. I use both of them always, but this gives me a little idea of what we're working with and the energies that we're working with. I also have a new YouTube channel. It's called Bonnie Albers on Air. I have 11 people on my channel, although I just put it up. So please go and subscribe. When new YouTube vids of my show is being uploaded, you'll get the message. I did upload one from Mark Anthony this Saturday. They're not letting me put any more than 15 minutes up at a time, and I know people are going to say, well, you have to go sign up, but I did. So we're looking into why that is. And the other thing is, even though I am going to put at least two shows a week on, I still have to get a certain camera to really get the high resolution. But next week I'm going to do two of my shows, and I'm only going to put up about an hour. And that way, you know, you don't get bored. You won't say that, oh, gosh, she's going on and on. But at least you get to see me while I'm talking. So while it won't be live because I am recording it as we are speaking, at least you can see me. You know who I am. You know what I'm all about. And I love that you're able to participate in seeing and hearing the show live, even though it's a delay of so many hours to put it up. I also am on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and I'm on Twitter. It's Albers Bonnie, at Albers Bonnie. And you can put in, I think, Bonnie Albers on Air, but I think when you send, it's hashtag Albers, capital A, then LBERS, capital BONNIE. So you can find me also on Twitter. I love all the social media. I do feel that it gets our name out, and I'm excited to be able to talk with you, to bring you anything I can. And you know me, I just love talking. So today I want to tell you we have our Angel Speak Lady, Candy Potter Emery, and I love her. Her heart is as big as that song that I played. She has love in her heart for everyone. I am going to unmute her, so if you think we can hear you, Candy, no, we can't, but I know you can hear us. She is a sweetheart. She is going to give you messages straight from the angels, but we're going to talk just a little bit about the angel she picked to go over. So please stay on. I see some callers, and we will get to you. It's just going to be a few minutes of speaking. I want to say hello to everybody in chat. I see you out there. Also in chat, I don't know how. I can tell you that when you send me a private message, it doesn't go through on my computer. It just flashes. So I see there's a message, but I don't know how to reach you. So if you need to get a hold of me privately, please go to my website or my Facebook and leave me a message. Also, if you want to get a question in, because I will take questions from chat, all you have to do is write your question in. Candy will see it, and she'll either relay the question to me. I'll put her on at the end of the show. Usually she's on today, so she won't be able to do that. So I'll keep looking if you have a question. Just don't put it on in that little box up at the top, because I can't see it. It only shows me that you're flashing, and it doesn't tell me who it is or your message. So don't think I don't want to get to you. Don't think I don't want to talk to you, because I do. Just remember, put it in the regular box. And if you don't want anybody to see it, and I understand that, you're going to have to instant message me in Facebook or IM message or whatever they have there. So with no more ado, I am going to put on Candy. She's our angel lady. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie and everybody. How are you today?
I am so good, especially I have my sister sitting here right next to me. You know, for anybody who doesn't know my sister, she is psychic also. She just doesn't choose to come on the radio. So she's one of those closet psychics. And what else she's in the closet about, I don't know either. No, I'm not kidding. But she is a sweetheart, and she's here to even speak to you, Candy, because she's got some issues too. But we'll get to her at the end of the show. You've got some callers, and I can't wait to get to them. But okay. I do want you did pick an angel, and I love the angel
yes,
you
I
picked.
Did.
Who's the angel? Well, first tell us about you. Well, before you tell us about who you picked, tell us about you, how you got involved in this, and are you, I'm understanding that you're putting together a class, which I am heavily making you do. So please tell everybody what you'd like to do, where you're going, and how you started in all this, Candy.
Well, I have had my clairs all my life. My first experience was when I was 3 years old. I'm extremely
empathic.
I didn't know what it was. I'm hearing
Candy,
myself.
Candy, can you hear me?
And Bonnie.
Okay, you can't. Okay.
I'm hearing myself double.
Yourself better now?
That's better. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm extremely empathic, and for many, many years, I didn't know how to handle that or what to do. So I was like maybe, 51, 52 when I finally figured out what it was and how to go about, you know, protecting myself and saying, hey, this isn't mine, go away, you know, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I was in high school, it was probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I would have to go into this one teacher's office, and I would shut the door and sit there in the dark because there was just so much energy and feelings that I was having that I had to, like, close myself down for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, that's what happened. You know, with empathic people, I have a friend, and I know I'm interrupting you because I do that anyway, but
mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's very empathic, and her and her friend she's with are psychic mediums, and my girlfriend, who is really empathic, she can't even go to bars or really stays in the house because she picks up other
mm-hmm.
people's energies, and that's and not that she loves the good energy, but she also,
right.
you know, picks up the negative energy when she's out.
Negative.
So, yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
hard for her to go out.
Just,
so I get it.
I have learned how to protect myself and ask to have a good time when I go out. I can go to, like, restaurants now, but I have to make sure that I protect myself before I go. When I fell down, I went to the doctors, and I had forgot to protect myself before I left, and I picked up this lady's really bad negative feelings, and it was like, bleh, all day long.
Well, you know, I'm glad you kind of brought that up, and I know we're going to go off on a different tangent right now, but I also had a friend who, he has done my show, and he got hit pretty bad the month of January, and he finally got a hold of me in March and asked me for my help. So it is so important, and I was told, and I feel like I have a tube around me, so I'm, thank goodness, I'm protected from most of the feelings of those negative energies. But there are things you can do, everybody that's out there, and even if you don't feel like there's negative energy in, you know, that you've come in contact with, we all have negative thoughts when, you know, oh my goodness, we're exasperated, or oh my God, this is happening. And it's a good idea, and I don't do it, but it's a good idea to clear out your house. And it's very
mm-hmm.
easy. And, yeah, I'm going to tell everybody how to do it real quickly, especially this is what happened with a friend, and he is on YouTube. He had to shut down a lot of the things, just like you have, Candy, with what, you know, you were going
mm-hmm.
through. He shut everybody down because he didn't know where the negative energies were coming from, and he's rebuilding his YouTube. Anyway, and he's gone into actually a line of bracelets. This is so cool because I want to, you can go to his webpage, and it's HES Ultimage, and he's put on his webpage, he's designed bracelets in the colors of your chakra with the metal that it needs and the scroll writing on it. I'm going to get a few. And so this is, he was drawn to do this. He has them in every color of the chakra, so you can get a red if you're working on your red. I'm going to get black because I love the color black. And it is the coolest thing. Go to his website. He does have them. But this is all from what was going on with him in January. And it looked like he had done a reading and unfortunately picked up some negative things that were going on with that one of his readers. Well, I mean, not one of his readers, one of his clients. But anyway,
right.
I won't tell you who it is. Well, I did tell you it's Hal from HES Ultimate. He's also getting back into doing his comic books, and I love that because, you know, comic books are so cool, and he is a really neat guy. And he's getting much better and back to normal. But one of the things I want to tell everybody, and then I'll get to you, Candy, because I've hijacked the show again. I think that we all need to understand about white sage. White sage has been used by the Indians, and it's so refreshing. It kind of smells like, you know, things that are illegal, but we won't say it. And you just take a feather or take your hand and swiftly light the white sage and put the white sage. You can cleanse your body. You can cleanse your area, your aura, your apartment, your home, and it clears out all negative. Actually, clears out all energy. So
you can also do your pets too. Don't forget your pets.
Don't forget your pets, because Candy isn't going to let you forget them. So, you know, I know that he had to sage his whole apartment, as I'm going to tell you, and he saged himself. And as soon as he saged, he felt so much lighter. And this is what really helps. The Indians used to do it. White sage was something grown, and they bundle it together. And then they use crystals. So please, if you know you're just feeling like you've got a lot of negative about what's going on, you feel like you're dragging, or that maybe you just don't feel like maybe there's something in your area or home that you just don't feel right about, get some white sage. Make sure that you're careful. Clip your white sage, put it in a bowl, but you know you're going to carry it around so it could get hot, which they say a clay bowl. Or take just the white sage in a bundle and you can do it. You better open the windows because it does smell. And just open a little bit if it bothers you. But it's a great way to clear out negative energy. Okay, Candy, interrupted you.
And then,
go ahead.
I also wanted to add to that. I also, when I do my sage, I also light a lavender candle or some cinnamon incense or some kind of incense to go with the both of the smells. You got the sage and the sweet smell.
Yeah, I don't sage enough because I love all the spirits here and I don't want them to go. But for everybody else, if you need to clear out your aura, clear your energy, or clear your space, especially if you're an empath, that's a good way to clear it. So I know, Candy, continue with how you got into this, and then we'll you know, look at, you've got some callers on the line, and we want to get to them since yesterday wasn't able to talk to very many people. But go ahead.
But it just started like that, and I've always felt like an affinity to the color purple. And then last year, I found out that Archangel Metatron is one of my guides. So that answered that question right there. And that's just how I got into the angels.
How do you get your messages to give people? My
biggest clear is claircognizance, the knowing.
Yes.
I just know, and they, you know, they give me symbols and things like that.
I love that because I rock that same thing. I have all the clairs, and it depends on which one they use with me. But usually, clairsentient is a really good one for me. Claircognizant, everything that just downloads like you right into my head. You did talk about an angel, and I'd like to bring it in. We can talk about it later also, but let's bring the angel in because you felt, which is interesting, that there might be somebody that needs this message. And I'll tell you, everybody around probably needs this message, but go ahead.
What I was lecturing today is Archangel Zadokiel. It's the Archangel of Compassion. He assists us in seeking freedom from forgiveness. Through forgiveness, and guards the power of information, and invokes us and assists us with prayers.
Well, okay.
A second time, Bonnie.
I can't hear you, so you can ask somebody in chat. It might be there's nothing I can do about it. It might be on Blog Talk's part, but I can't hear any difference. But Zadokiel, the name means righteousness of God. So I love that, especially we've got, you know, these holidays for every different religion coming up. And his aura, which, you know, I really rock, is the deep indigo blue. Your third eye.
Yes.
He
guards the day Thursday. It's his day.
He does? Wow, I love that.
And today's Thursday. I just realized this when I read it.
Well, I got to ask you a question. Who rocks Wednesday then?
I have to look that up for you.
Okay, because I'm really interested in Who Rocks Wednesday. But also, what I love that you brought him up is he's the Archangel of Mercy and Benevolence. And can also help you let go of judgments and unforgiveness. Everybody out there, that's what we want you to hear, or I know Zadkiel does, is the unforgiveness and judgments. I mean, how many times do you get the judgment card when you're in, you know, doing tarot? And the thing I love about that is we don't have, even though we all have our own compass and guidance for this world of who we are in this metaphysical earth plane, this physical world, we shouldn't be able to have judgment against others. Now, we might want to say, I don't approve or I don't want to do this, because we can walk our own path. It's the judgment and the unforgiveness unforgiving that we are towards others or they are towards us that this angel really rocks, because that's such karmic feeling of real discontent. So we want to kind of work on that. If anybody is having problems with people in forgiveness, not being able to forgive someone, certainly there's a lot of things in this world you don't want to forgive. And I understand that because we're still human. But it's working on it that we all need to do, especially if they're family members, especially if they are close to us. I always say, Candy, that our biggest nemesis is our best friend up in the spirit world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What else do you have, since, again, I hijacked your angel?
And he works with the seventh chakra, which is the crown.
Mm-hmm.
He is related to the number four. I know you like the number four, too, and
yes.
Seven.
Yes.
And his crystals are amethyst, the lapis, tanzania, and turquoise.
How
clear
pretty.
Quartz. Yes. So there's many, you know, different things. And I also found it's like an affirmation from Archangel Zedekiel. And he says, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people.
I love that. I have to tell you, because I feel like there's someone out there and they know who it is, because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at chat, that needs to hear this, okay? He
yes,
also call on Zadkiel to help find missing and lost objects.
Mm-hmm.
So I am hoping that whoever needs to find something, call on Zadkiel and just go inside your mind and see what he says. Of course, I can always help you with that, but and so can Zadkiel. But also, he's there for memory enhancement and studying, and I love that he's a cool dude, really cool.
His oils, you can also use the violet leaf, the rosewood, cedarwood, frankincense.
So those are love frankincense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so those, you know, violet, I mean, that's just a beautiful scent.
Absolutely. I love frankincense. I have frankincense incense, and I used to light it. You know, I had a spirit room, and I haven't been back in my spirit room yet, but I always lit incense, and one of them was frankincense. So it's an ancient, actually, frankincense is from the Egyptian times, and it's a great scent. It also is good for clearing. So I love that. This guy is Zadkiel. Please call on him. He also works with Archangel Michael, and to replace negative energies with faith and compassion. All angels work with faith and compassion, and I so love that they are trying to teach us as humans to do the same. So I know that we all can't do it all the time, that our frustrations and our and all of our issues come out as physical beings here. But just remember that we all try really hard to not make another karmic footprint. We're here to learn. So just remember, and I love this statement, and it's a great time to say it, but do unto others as you would want them to do unto you, because if you do harm to others, it comes back to you tenfold. And I've seen it so much, and it's not any judgment on anybody, but I do see it. We all tend to, you know, have these, you know, ego issues. But if you can think about it, because we're not all the Dalai Lama, I can tell you that. But if we think about it before we do it, actually, we might be able to control some of our, you know, our issues, our angers, our fears, you know, and our less compassionate selves. So it's a great angel to call on, Zadkiel, and read about it, everyone, because he's on the internet. Now, I am going to ask you, Candy, if you are ready to take a few callers.
I have one last angel affirmation that they showed me to share with everybody.
Oh!
It's in addition to sharing gratitude to others, place emphasis on showing gratitude to yourself.
Oh, well, you know, I love that statement. You know, I think, and I've always said to everyone who calls, especially if they're having issues in love and romance and relationships, that the love, romance, and relationship needs to start with loving yourself. And it's not a conceited thing, because I don't mean, I'm all about being great. It's all about knowing that you're deserving of nice, kind, loving, and sweet things to happen in your life.
Yes. Exactly. I don't know. I was sitting here thinking about what to talk about today, and they brought me Archangel Zadkiel, and they showed me these different affirmations that I brought to you today, Bonnie, because they were telling me there's somebody out there that needed to hear this. They may not call in, but they're hearing it.
That's fabulous. You know, I love our show to be as much information as well as affirmation as well as messages. So I hope everybody realizes when you tune in that it's a metaphysical show. I love to talk. So, you know, if you know me and you've been to my shows, I think that's what I do the most of is talking. But I always feel like I'm bringing something, and you're always bringing something to me. Everybody out there, you bring just as much to me as I hope I bring to you. So with that, I am going to take 904. 904, you are on with Candy. Hi.
Well,
hi.
Hi. Hello, hold on.
Okay.
Speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Oh, wait a minute, Patty. Well, you know what I'm going to say. I'm in Florida. Where in Florida are you calling from?
Kissimmee area.
You are only about an hour away from me. I'm in Lake Mary, which is right.
Oh, yeah. I know Lake Mary, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go east on the I-4. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I am so happy to speak with you. It's a beautiful day, except it's cloudy, but at least it's warm.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful today. Nice little cool breeze going on, too. It's lovely.
How do you like living in Kissimmee? Because I'm telling you, Kissimmee is built up. I've been here for 27 years, maybe a little. And it started out Orlando. It's just growing and growing. But the one area that's really booming is Kissimmee. So how do you like Kissimmee?
Well, I've been here 24 years. I used to like it. I'm kind of like wishing I could do something different and change. But I sort of tried, but it hasn't worked out yet. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to keep trying.
Wait a minute. I have somebody that wants to live in Kissimmee. Maybe you. I have another. You know who we're talking about, Candy. I'd love Lisa to move to Kissimmee. Okay. So many light workers want to move to Florida because of the weather and them having a lot of issues in the cold this year. But, Patty, what can we do for you today?
Well, I was just calling to see if there was any kind of message. I was just looking for any message about anything that I might need to know right now.
Okay.
And if you want me to be more specific.
Well, I love Pacific. Yeah. I love the Atlantic and Pacific. No, I'm kidding. I like specific questions, and this is what I tell you, Patty, because I could pull things out. If you want a general answer to a general question, then you ask something general. If you want a specific answer to a specific question, it's much easier to pull that answer from the ethers than it would be to look at you generally.
Okay, I'll be specific. I guess I'm lately looking for some changes in income and finances, and I have a little opportunity coming up in a week or so to... I work in the tourist industry, and I used to have a little business of my own, and I gave it up, and that same location is coming available again, so I'm looking towards doing that again. Eventually I would like a change of the whole business because I've been doing it for so long. But for now, to kind of get me back on my feet again a little. So I wanted to see if you see something around that, if that looks like a viable thing to be doing.
I would say yes. I also, from the moment you said something, I get an artist vibration around you, like you like to look at like pictures and things like this.
Yeah, I'm interested in the arts, and I've been trying some painting.
Yeah.
It's kind of all on the shelf for now, but I have art background as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. This is what you can bring something new into the tourist job. You could like make your what's that thing called?
Your promotion thing.
You could like put artist stuff out there. You know, they're always showing like you go here, there's pictures of this and that. But make it more, put your footprint on it and like do art history more for it. It's a different kick to it instead of what everybody's doing. I mean, you can take your artistry and you can put it into this job, and it would make it so much more interesting to people, you know.
I do marketing for a vacation resort. Yeah.
That's what I thought. But go ahead, Candy, if you've got, go ahead and, because I want to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I see the marketing and the tourists, but I'm just seeing this artistry of your own that you're putting your own footprint into it.
Hmm.
But it'd be different than that something's out there already.
I'm sorry, what?
It's something that would be different than what's already out there. You know, people are just like marketing this, you know, like blah, blah, blah. But you can put so much more emphasis into it if you, like, use your artistry with it.
Oh, I'll have to think about that and see. Oh, I think I could do something with that.
I'm trying to think of how she can incorporate that. And what I do want to tell you is the minute you got on and you told me what you did and what you were looking for, the answer is yes. I see you getting back into what you were doing. I think that you're really good at what you do. I would take a different twist on life, though. And this is hard to instill in someone who's done this for a long time. It's like me, I'm a nurse. I get enjoyment out of doing all different nursing things, but when I was doing one thing for a long period of time, I wanted to switch. But what I realized is that where I went, there I was. Okay, so that's what they're saying to me. So what you should do is take a dynamic new look, new twist on what you do and how you do it, but not change everything. And so what I'm going to ask you is, when you do marketing, how do you do your marketing? Because what I'm seeing is maybe what Candy's seeing is changing up do you have something on the internet that is a part of your company?
No, not right now. I have been on there in the past, but that was more when I was doing attraction ticket sales.
Yeah,
and now it's
just kind of talking to the
tourists as they're here, you know. We're out in public places and they just are here and, you know, approach you or I call them over and just to, you know, get them interested in the resorts here. So it's just reaching out to the tourists that are here.
Well, I'll tell you what what's really interesting is I actually saw you in ticket sales. So
I did a lot of that.
Yeah, and that's what I saw you in. So actually when you said marketing, I thought it was with the ticket sales. So they're showing me ticket sales. So the thing that I'm going to tell you is, and this is where maybe you can incorporate this, because I see you doing the same thing you're doing in a different twist, is maybe, you know, everything about the new marketing, and this would be great for you, is putting up a web page of your own web page and what you do, and maybe the artistry is what she's saying is, because you're creative, create a really good web page that you can say to people who are coming, and you know, because everybody searches the web for everything. That's why I had to do So right. you could say, hey, we're on the web. And even when you go out and meet people and you talk to people and you sell them or you show them timeshares or you get them somewhere, you still, when you say, oh, yes, I have a web page, you can find me if you go home and you are interested, you can tell other people about it. I see you putting together your own web page, not a big company. Well, even though it's your company, you could do it under a company and do some artists and logo things on that, and I see that you're going to really, really take off in that business. I don't really feel like looking for something else down the line with as good as you are in this business. You can twist it, you could turn it, you could sell tickets, you could sell timeshares. Whatever you want to do in this business down here is really where you need to focus instead of trying to find something else. So that's what I have for you.
And I was searching out some other angles. I tried applying to a couple of companies, and I've had a couple of interviews, but they're like on island time. They say, oh, we'll call you tomorrow, and I hear from them 9 days later. And so I'm going to just go my own way because I can't wait for them.
And I think that's what they're going to that's what they're showing you. And even part of what it is all about your own artistry is create your own life. Doing what you love and are good at, and don't look at it as like, oh, I've been doing, because I know, I could feel how you feel, and it's like a boredom almost, like, what am I doing again? But take a different twist on it. Take a twist of, you know, hey, I'm really good at this. I might think I'm bored, but, you know, I meet new people. So what if I don't do this? But I can do this. I can start doing this. I feel like the minute you start, your wheels are turning, and you're going to start thinking of all different ways to take an old job and put a new set of clothes on it. That's what they're telling me.
Okay. Yeah, because I had some idea of doing, you know, trying to do some marketing instead of just, like, talk to them at the moment and send them in to get into the little mini vacation packages where they, you know, I solicit them to come for, you know, a 2-night, 3-day stay or something like that. But next to nothing, almost free.
I know, because I know the ads and stuff like that. I know, but I do feel like there's something about incorporating tickets and all that stuff, because I kept seeing tickets and tickets. I was shocked that, you know, when you said marketing, and I'm thinking, oh, she's selling those ticket stuff. Maybe there's a way to incorporate both of what you did in the past and make it something in the future. And I really believe this is where you need to stay, and I think you're going to find a new lease on life.
Oh, cool. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. Thank you so much for all that, because now already I'm thinking, okay, now how am I going to twist this around a little?
I know. I can see your brain working, and that's why I'm telling you, you're going to be the one that finds that angle, and you can do it. Okay?
Okay.
Patty, I have a question. Have you been having headaches lately?
Have I been having what?
Headaches.
No, I've had a little back problem. I had some muscles that knotted up. They're getting better. I'm just getting over a round of bronchitis. That's about what I've been afflicted with lately.
Okay. It just felt like you were kind of lightheaded. Oh, maybe from the bronchitis.
Yeah, I've been on antibiotics. Today's my last day, actually. And so between the bronchitis and the back at the same time, it's been a little bit...
Bonnie, I feel she might have to go back in for a second dose of that.
Of antibiotics?
I don't feel that it's totally gone.
Yeah, you know, I didn't feel so either, and I called the clinic the other day to see about going back in. I just was trying to find out if they would do a follow-up, because I didn't feel like it was being as effective.
I do feel something. You know, when Spirit lets me know something, if I'm interrupting, it's really not me. It's just that if I don't do this in like 10 seconds or better, I'll forget. But what they're saying is that the antibiotic they put you on is not effective for what you have. So you took that antibiotic, and it almost was it was okay. It helped a little, but it wasn't effective
right.
for the strain that you have. They need to switch your antibiotic, not increase it. So make sure when
okay.
you go, just and they'll know that when you go back, say, I just don't feel any better, and they're going to switch your antibiotic. I think the second antibiotic that you get for a longer,
yeah.
they'll put you on for maybe, it's going to be 5 to 7 days. Versus, you know, usually I look at 3 to 5. I think this is going to help you much better.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
I do feel a little better, but I feel like it's not gone. It's lingering, and
it's
my energy hasn't come back up.
Yeah, they need to switch your antibiotics.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
I'm not a doctor. I want to say this right now that
right.
both Candy and I, I am a nurse. And if you would never prescribe anything for you, so you do have to go back to your doctor. And I do
right.
believe they'll switch your antibiotic. I don't think you'll even have to ask them. So will you let us know how you're feeling, Patty, and call us back?
I will do. I see your ad on Blog Talk quite a bit. I go on Blog Talk and listen to shows. So I'll keep you posted. And thank you so much for everything.
Patty,
if
you want to go and like me, then it'll come up on your little screen there. But I do have to tell you also, if you get really good ticket deals and I have friends in, I'll send them to you. So just let us know.
Okay, I will as soon as I kind of get rearranged and up and running. I'm kind of just in the process of trying to get it going in another direction this coming week. So
you go for it.
Yeah,
let us know how it goes.
I will do, absolutely.
Have a great day and feel better.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both, and God bless you both.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love that. I mean, I love all the peeps, the callers, the chatters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to go to 707. 707, you're on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi, if I let Candy talk, but hi.
Hi, this is Kathleen.
Hi,
in California.
Kathleen. Oh,
or Kat.
We love Kathleen. I love California, and I know that Candy does too. So we're Cali girls. Well, we could be for the moment.
Good.
We're really not. We're just pretending. We're kind of making a kumbaya with you. So that's all right.
That's
we're Cali
okay.
girls. We're Cali girls.
Aww,
so how are you doing?
Good. Well, I'm a little up and down. And so I'm looking for an angel message or a message. I'm dealing with my mom in the hospital with pneumonia. She's 87, and we're having lung and heart problems, but she seemed to stabilize. On the other side, I'm being pulled because my son-in-law found out he had cancer, so they're kind of up and down. They're staying positive, and we're still going through. So it's kind of like a roller coaster. One day I get good news. One day it looks a little bleak. And so that's the ride I'm on.
Well, Candy, do you want to take this one? First of all, do you want to break it down, Candy? Because I think there were two questions right there. You know,
yeah,
one about the mom
questions.
And two about...
You know, actually, Bonnie, I think she's the one that needed the message that we were giving earlier about Zadok Heal.
Okay, you
uh-huh.
want to give it to her?
I feel for some reason that you need to forgive your mother for something.
Oh, okay.
That I'm not going into it, all of it, but I feel something was said in your younger years that's always stuck
mm-hmm.
there. Then you need to forgive her for this and yourself. It just seems like there's a heavy heart there, Kathleen.
Okay. I thought I had worked through that, but, you know, maybe I haven't.
It's coming back up. They brought that up.
Okay.
You know, I love this, Candy. I have to tell you this because, you know, I'm keeping my mouth shut for about 2 minutes. But I have to tell you, I love this, Candy, this message, because I will tell you why. Yesterday, or when Jerry was on, he also said in the beginning, like you did, that you know, Spirit brought me a message, and we don't know who it's for. And the minute
mm-hmm.
that Candy, the other Candy, got on, he knew it was for her. I didn't even know she was calling. And you did the same with, it's Kathleen, isn't it?
Kathleen,
right.
yes.
Yes. And Kathleen, this is really important because when Spirit already knew there was someone that needed this message, which is really cool, and you're the one. So I love
okay.
it. Even though all of us could take it in a different way, Spirit really has probably prompted you to call the show today. So I
mm-hmm.
always say that if you're prompted to be here and you get a message from Spirit that's before you got here, you are probably don't realize, but you were prompted to be on the show. So continue, Candy. I just love this. So go ahead.
excuse me. I feel that you need to go in and read about Zedekiel.
About what, honey?
It's Zadkiel.
Zadkiel.
It's Z.
I will put the. It's a Z. Zadkiel.
Okay, you'll put it in chat so I can see how to spell it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I got that in there for you. It's just that you've worked on it. You've worked through a lot of it, but there's still stuff there hanging on that you're going to have to, you know, let go of. I think that she's holding on to something too. That maybe have you just told her I forgive you?
A light bulb just went off, Candy. It's not what I thought it was. That part got worked through with forgiveness and compassion. What I'm dealing with on a daily basis is my mom giving away her power to her boyfriend, if you can understand that. Instead of
yes.
saying what she feels, she plays that role. So I'm trying to find my comfort zone because that's her choice, not mine.
Absolutely.
But I get
absolutely.
I got it.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes,
big light bulb.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it isn't an easy, it is not an easy pill to swallow. I feel
no.
your angst because, you know, I'm going to relate this, like, I'm so glad I'm not the only one that does this. I had Mark Anthony on the show and he does it too. But my husband's mother got a boyfriend and she's 80-something years old and the kids were very worried about it because they felt that she was, I believe it had to do with the inheritance, but so they ended up going to a lawyer, and now everything's fine because she said, "Sure, take all my money. I just want to be with him because we have this is the end for us. There's no oh we're 50 or 40 or 30 and we're going to be like footloose and fancy free. We're in our 80s and we relate to each other and." I don't really care what you think. So here, take my money because Dale doesn't want it anyway, but I'm going to be happy. And I think after that, the kids realized that why would you want your mom to be alone, even if it's not what you want? So what
exactly.
that's what they're showing me, this whole scene for you. And, it isn't an easy pill to swallow. It wasn't for a lot of the other – they had 8 brothers and sisters. Some of them are fine with it. Some of them aren't. But the real bottom line is, I don't know how old your mother is, but, again, would you want her to be alone?
Right. Well, she's had her up and down times with him during this stay in the hospital, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming out is probably all the stuff she stuffed down. So one day she told him off. But then he's back, and it's okay. It's not about money. It's about manipulation in the old way, you know. If I let him think he's wonderful, then he'll think I'm wonderful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm watching this, and I'm just going, just say what you feel, Mom. Say what you feel. It's okay, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they have their relationship. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Nothing.
Right.
I mean, you can only encourage her to love her the way she is. This is what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. I
so,
agree.
And when she sees, another thing is, we teach by example. So and I know you don't, you wouldn't stuff anything down, but it's not by telling them what to do or showing what they're doing wrong. It's be actually living the talk that you talk that they can see.
Right.
So, and if they choose to see it, it's great. And if they don't, you're living by
it's
what
okay
you believe.
You.
Yes.
Right.
Also, Kathleen, you brought up the tiger's eye. I'm going to point out to you that is a very healing crystal. Maybe you should get that one of a crystal to help you heal.
Actually, I'm wearing it right now. It's a pendant. It's a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And when the show came on, I've been wearing it all week, but, you know, I take it off. And when the show came on, I go, I need to put this on. And it's been very calming.
Yes.
And it
helps
with that
does.
Negativity because,
mm-hmm.
go ahead, Candy.
Exactly. That's what it does. It's a healing stone with, like, and it will calm you down and take your fears and anxiety away.
Right. And
so
I've been wearing it in the hospital, too. Yeah, because I'm spending a lot of time at the hospital. It's just funny. Today's my first day that I had time to myself. So I went to you guys right away.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. See, we're Cali girls. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We're joining you today. We're everybody. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Another crystal that would be good for her is a smoky quartz to have when you go in around that person, because that also will take away the negative vibrations you feel around him. I've actually picked mine up and is twirling it around in my hand.
Okay.
I love that. Do you clear your, can I ask you a question, Kathleen? Do you clear, do you clear your house out?
Yes. It just automatically does it, you know, just even with thought. But I do have sage.
Okay.
And I just don't have very many unwanted visitors here.
Yeah, no. It's
nice.
Not even. It's not visitors. It's more feeling. So, you know, what I do is I also don't always sage. I just use my, my powers of, you know, of purification, which is I'll always say, you know, bring in the Archangel Michael, or I always, you know, do my rainbow shower chakras. So I feel like that is would be good for you at the end of the day. Just think, you know, of all the things just washing down the drain that is negative or is holding energy that you just don't want. It's not anything to do about other, you know, other people's energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. And I think that would be really good for you because I see a big cleansing for you. And I believe you started this a long time ago, I feel. So you're kind of looking at the last kind of leg of that. And I think it would be a good idea because it's not clearing out energies or entities from your house. It's actually negative emotion and thought. So also, did you talk about your brother-in-law? Is this the next?
My son-in-law.
My son-in-law.
My
son-in-law,
husband.
Okay.
Right.
Could you please repeat that question, too?
Yes. He's been diagnosed with cancer, but we haven't gone through all the stages right now. I mean, the next thing is going to be a biopsy on the bone. So it's that tug of war for me because I feel like I should be with my daughter, but I'm right here with my mom. And it's a real, it's like doing the split, you know, but I'm trying to be comfortable with where I'm at.
That's why I think you need... Yeah, that's why I really believe that it was for you that you needed to clear your aura.
Okay.
I can see, I'm just going to say this real quick, and then you can bring whatever you want into this, Candy. But, you know, I see you as a little girl looking up at your mommy, and then I see you as a mommy looking at your little girl. So that tells me where the split is, and it tells me where your heart lies. So whatever's happened in the past, or whatever, you are still a mommy and you are still a child. So if you get where that split goes, and I think that all involved will understand, because I believe that split needs to be there. I do believe there's for your mother and for your daughter and son-in-law, and I think that if you teeter one way or the other, that's where the frustration will lie. I think both of the people involved, meaning your daughter and your mom, and you're in the middle, totally understand and are grateful for anything that you give them. I feel that they don't have animosity. If you're at one place and not the other, it's you who's really torn. So you just
I feel that too.
Yeah, you just have to be good with what you decide is right for the split of time with you, because it's not about them. They love you. They, whatever time you give them and whatever love you shower on them and whatever support you give either one of them, they are going to accept it willingly. So you just have to be comfortable in how you split your time. And I do believe, looking at what they're showing me, is that the time has to be split. You can't go one side or the other.
Okay.
Yes, I'm being compelled to tell you a story that's similar to yours. In 1990, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And December 29th of 1990, my sister had a heart attack and was put in the hospital. And that very same day, my mom also had like a stroke and had to be put into the hospital. My mom was in Iowa. I was in Nebraska with my sister. But we lived, my sister and I lived in Nebraska. And I was torn. Should I stay here with my sister or should I go to my mom? So, it's whatever you decide, your angels and yourself will be good with that.
Wow, thank you. That's pretty amazing. Go ahead.
I'm also being asked for you to talk to Archangel Raphael, who is a healing archangel, and ask him and all the healing archangels to come in and help your loved ones.
Okay.
But, you know, it is a hard decision if you're going to stay here or go there or that. But the decision you make in your heart will be, you will accept it, and it will be what you were meant to do.
Okay.
I love that.
Can I do too. I just want to say something, Candy. In 1990, on December 29th, my mom's husband passed away.
Oh, wow. That was a busy day.
I just got a chill when you were saying that. And
that was why they asked me to bring it up, because you understood that date too.
Well, not only that, I was at my dad's house. This was my stepdad that died. I was at my dad's house and then had to make a decision to come all the way back up to Northern California.
Okay.
So...
now we're understanding, because you had to...
Do you
to,
see what I'm
your
saying?
Heart,
yeah.
Your heart, you had to decide which was best for you and them.
Right, and it worked out fine.
In the long run, it's what's best for your heart.
Yes.
Wow, that is so cool, and what a great confirmation.
Yeah.
I have one other thing to bring up that you didn't bring up, that I'm being asked to say that I feel, they feel, that you are much, how am I going to use this word, much acceptance of your name, that you've been working on this. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could feel that. I just didn't know how to bring it out.
because I had a hard time being Catherine.
With it.
It just feels like too much responsibility.
Yeah, I remember this whole conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I would call you that. Yeah, I remember.
That, no, you made me feel good about my name.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and half the people call me Kathy and half the people call me Kathleen. But when I'm Kathy, I feel like I can play more. When I'm Kathleen, I feel like I've got to step up to the plate, you know.
Right.
And I don't always
like
want
I,
to.
That's yeah, like I said, my real name is Candace. But I go by Candy. I have for years. But Candace is the one that is the worker. She's the one that's the spiritual person. But Candy is the one that plays.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really funny, girls. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting you. But Candy, I call Candy. My girlfriend Candace, I call Candace. There's a reason. I can't. This is what Spirit tells me, so it must be. And with you, Kathleen, I can't call you Kathy. I call you Kathleen because I know you can step up to that plate, and that you have. It's just in your mind. But I will tell you, that's where the split is, Kathy and Kathleen. So half the time you got to be a Kathy, and half the time you have to be a Kathleen, and there is where you have to feel comfortable. You have to understand that if one thing happens as Kathleen and you're Kathleen, that you couldn't be there, you couldn't do it, but because you're with the other, you know, side, and you have to make that split in your mind work, because it will work with these other people. It'll work with your daughter, it'll work with your mom. It's you. So just know that half a Kathy and half a Kathleen make a whole, and you got to be good with both of them. Okay?
Aw, that's so good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Listen, we love that the message from the angels was for you today, even though a lot of people can take that message, but it was specifically for someone calling in also, and it was you. So it's an honor and a pleasure that we know who the message was actually for. So, Kathleen, we have to leave Cali, and we have to fly back home to Florida, and we're
okay.
Going to Texas. But please call us and let us know how you're doing.
I will, and thank you so much for your time, both of you.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Our time
okay,
is your time.
Bye-bye.
We loved visiting you.
Thank
oh.
you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love that. Oh, my goodness. We're going to get...
I have the chillies all up and down my spine.
I think I have someone who is on the phone, and if it is her, I am going to scream and scream and scream. So I don't remember numbers and scream and joy. But 513, I'm putting you on. 513, you're on with Bonnie and Candy.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not who I thought it was, but Heather, I'm meeting you. You are so sweet. I feel your aura. Who I thought, because we have a lot of 513 numbers, and we're missing one of our angels. She's been moving to Arizona, and I just got a phone call from her yesterday, and so I thought she was actually tuning in. Well, I'm going to have to buzz her and tell her she didn't, but Heather, I love your name. So please tell us where you are and what you're doing.
Well, I am in Cincinnati.
Yes, because she's from Ohio. That's why I knew the number. She has her 513 number. But go ahead.
Well, and I am Leslie's friend.
You tell Leslie that I'm going to kiss her, because we have not talked. We are not able to communicate. She calls, and I miss her call. Like last night, I called her, and then my phone never rang. I get this message this morning. She calls, my phone doesn't ring. So she kind of thinks that we're not meant to talk right now. But Heather, you tell me why.
I'm sorry, what was that? My phone went all gone to funky there.
Tell us what, Heather, what can we do? Tell me why we're not. Well, I think probably it's just she has something to tell me that she can't, or I have something to tell her that I can't. So go ahead, Heather. How can we help you?
Well, before I ask that question, I will say it just seems that this week is a very challenging, energetic week. So,
full moon.
Yes. And then the total lunar eclipse and everything else coming up, and it's the Holy Week, you know, you got Easter Sunday, you know, whatever it is, the timing isn't right for you to have the conversation that you need.
I know. What's it, that conversation? I can't figure it out because, you know me, Heather, I'm all about openness, and A, I throw everything out there. I'll answer anything you say. Spirit will come anytime, I tell you.
Exactly.
So I'm like, what? So it's got to be personal, but I don't know.
It's on her end, and she hasn't figured out where she's at yet, so she's not ready to say it, but she will.
Okay. I love that. And you know what? She called me last night, so I will. I'm going to call her. In fact, I'll call her after the show. And the thing is, if she doesn't answer, we'll be playing phone calls. You know what?
Her and I have done it for years.
Okay, then you know where I'm at, and you can tell her.
100%.
You're it.
Yes, exactly. I certainly will, because I haven't talked to her yet either since she moved.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's amazing.
Yes.
So I'll tell her.
Because you're getting settled. Yes.
Heather, before I even ask you a question, can I write down what I wrote?
Yes, I would love that.
I have extremely spiritual,
of course.
Connected, medium, psychic, teacher, sage, shaman.
Thank you. I've been trying to figure out where to go in my life now.
They're saying, where can't you go?
Right. I mean, Heather.
Oh, my God. I just, like, want to cry because it's just like I'm in the presence of a master.
Yes.
A master. Master teacher.
Absolutely. Feel it, too. I think I told you this the last time, too, Heather.
I think I told you.
And I feel like you've been stuck there ever since. Start showing me. You've been stuck there ever since.
Yes.
It's crazy because you were going to read for me, if I remember correctly, my girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then we didn't catch up, and life kind of went all funky, and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm in that waiting game.
But I'm going to tell you something, Heather. Give me a second, then you can tell whatever you want.
I'd love to hear from you.
They're saying you're stuck. This is what they're saying, which is interesting. You're stuck to be stuck, which means to me that you're stuck because you want to be stuck. And I know subconsciously, consciously you don't want to be stuck, but subconsciously you do. And so what they're saying to me is you have the power, the creation, the forethought, and the help to get out of where you're stuck at and shine as you will anytime you want.
Thank you.
So, Heather, you know what my question is going to be is, why? Why?
Well, most of it has been, so much has been out of control. I am waiting for a judge's decision on my custody, which leaves everything else so up in the air without that, because the decision is out of my hands. And until that part clears up, I haven't been able to focus on anything else.
Right. And probably in life, and I do the same thing. Candy will tell you the same thing with my daughter. I have the same thing. All I do is focus on having her. She has a boyfriend because that's all she focuses on. And you don't really know how to move forward. But what there's, what I'm going to hand it over to Candy after I tell you this. But I do believe that you're so worried that you are going to lose or not have custody of your son that you can't see the forest from the trees, and you think that doing any of this will only harm your chances. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. You really don't have to worry about spirit. Spirit will never let that happen. You not in this day and age, and not in what I think there's something about this split that you're worried about your son if you don't get custody. And I'm not going to say it on the air, but this is what I'm hearing. So don't think the judge and all the people there are stupid, because they're not, and they have your son's best. They want the best for your son, even though they don't know him, because they know that it could come back on them. So, they're looking at it legally, and you're looking at it emotionally. So I really believe that when they're saying to me, the facts are the facts, so when the facts come out, you'll have nothing to worry about. But the more you focus on the negative about I'm not, I'm afraid, I'm going to lose, I'm going to, I can't do this, I can't do that. You're actually bringing so much fear into your body that I'm afraid you're going to be sick. You're not sick already.
I haven't, thank goodness, in that way, but it's been in another, because, my ex knew that I grew up in the foster system and, being thrown from home to home, and, it's always been my biggest fear, and it's the only, I've always focused most on being the mother I never had, for even that chance of them choosing wrong,
But they're not going to. So my thing is, if you stand up in love, light, and you know this, and love and light, and knowing that you are surrounded by the right of what you're doing, and that you have nothing to fear but fear itself. This is, well, you know, these aren't my words. This is Spirit's word. I think they're really getting into like Moses and all, baby Jesus. Who knows what they're saying? But then if you elude that instead of fear, self-worrying, you're going to project that to the judge and everybody else. You can't go in there like that, honey. You have to go in there knowing that what you're doing is right, and what you're doing is for this welfare and benefit of this child, and that you have everything under control. Because I could feel that you really feel like you're losing control, and that's not what I want you to project when you go to court.
No.
Okay.
Well, luckily enough, the court part's already over. The case is already presented. It's waiting for the answer, and it's waiting for their judgment, I guess. And I've never been worried about anybody else's judgment against me. You know, I'm like, go ahead, judge me, you know, see if you can't, you know. I'm like, I know why I did, you know, but.
Do you have custody of your son right now, or it's split?
It's a shared parenting.
Okay.
That has not worked.
Okay. And have you given proof of why it doesn't work? Because they're very, 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 first of all, courts are very leery to take any parent out of the picture. So are you, have you got the proof that you need to take that parent out of the picture?
I don't, see, he's the one that's trying to take me out of the picture because I wanted my kids in a better school, which is the most retarded reason to try to take custody. But I didn't bring it to court.
Right, but what is he asking?
Oh, he wants me out of the picture. I know,
I mean,
that part's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
I know. Right. It's just he wants the custody part to say, you know, what happened.
Well, he wants the custody because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to pay child support. If he gets custody, he doesn't have to pay you child support. They'll see right through that. They are not going. You know, I'm not going to. You know, I can't be your. I can't give you because I don't want to do that. I don't want to give you what I see. But I would tell you this: breathe deep, breathe easy, and don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so go ahead, Candy. What do you have? And by the way, Heather, you're not getting out of reading for me. Candy, please put up my information because I need, she's not going to do it on her own. We're going to get her in. So,
okay.
Go ahead,
next
Candy.
Next week.
What do you have? All right, good. Good. I will, Heather, you know, I just told everybody how to get a hold of me. It's if you forget, it's under www.bonniealbersonair.com. My email, my Skype, everything's there. I think even my phone number. Get a hold of me.
I promise. I am looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
But I'll let this energy clear, and I will talk to you next week.
Absolutely, because with this energy, I don't want you reading me. I don't know. I might well, gosh, only knows. So, Candy, can you continue?
Yes. I'm going to tell you that all the archangels, all there is that's of the light, are behind you. I'm getting shivers with this. I'm going to give you an example. In January, do you know who Lisa Nolan is?
I talked to her on the last call.
Okay.
Yes, I know her briefly.
I actually witnessed her do a trans channel in January.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I had been hurt. And these are the words that Mother Gaia gave me that I want to pass on to you. Your fear is causing your body to, how do you want to say it, break down.
Yes.
Thank you.
These are the words from Mother Gaia that she gave to me that I am passing on to you. You can't let your fears do this. I came from not being able to walk to being able to walk, got up, and got my buns back
into my spirituality.
Yay.
In January to now. So what I'm saying to you is you can get up and you can get past this. Walk with your head up. Don't let their fears bring
you
down.
Stop walking in fear. Stop walking in fear, Heather.
Stop walking in fear. I feel you need to talk to, which world is it?
What was that?
I'm going to come to Zacchaeus.
Yeah. I mean, he had a lot of messages for everybody.
This message is also for you. And, you know, if words coming from Mother Gaia that says something like this, it's a beautiful gift to pass on to somebody else.
Thank you.
Heather, you better let us know, and I'll be listening to you for next week. You better get your thinking cap on and clear yourself with sage or whatever you have to do.
Yes.
But you need to let this all go because you got it in the bag, okay?
Thank you.
And the other thing they are saying is you have too much to offer to other people that you need to be there.
Thank you.
And you know this in your heart.
That's why I must have had to play that song. Did you notice that there was a weird song on in the beginning called Put Love in Your Heart?
Oh, I love that song.
You do? Well, see, that didn't resonate with me. I'm a rocker, so you're going to hear
like that too.
Yeah, and the problem is I can't switch my music right now. I don't know how. And I saw that song at the bottom, and I said, you know, this is so candy. And I put the music on. Now, I didn't love it. I know that it was, but I love the message. So I knew somebody, and it really hit home with a lot of people today. So, hey, girl, put the love in your heart of yourself. Forgive yourself for all the things that you're not forgiving yourself for, and move to a better and higher place because we need you on this earth plane. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Heather, I have another question for you.
Yes.
Have you been feeling your your wings grow?
No, not lately.
They're going to be.
I shrunk, and that's not like me.
Yes,
it's not.
You have to get over this because those wings need to go back to the beautiful span.
I have to tell you, there is no shrinking on my show, so you better start taking your growing pill because you get ready. You're going to start moving. Okay.
They gave me a vision of your wings, and they are beautiful. You need to start using them.
I will. I used to, and this kind of just took the wind out of me.
Yep.
Remember where you go, there you are. So we had the choice, only that when we see life in itself, we still have to be in the physical world. So I can't say that I wouldn't have, because I probably would have been worse than you. But you really know that we make those choices. What we walk our path is what we choose, and we've also come here to learn lessons. It's how we learn those lessons and move past them so we don't repeat them again. But you know I love you, Heather, and I will certainly
love you too.
I'll certainly give your message about Tag Your It to Leslie, and you give mine, so whoever gets to her first. Okay.
Absolutely.
You go, girl, and I'll hear from you next week, and if I don't, I'll hunt you down. Okay?
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you guys so much. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Yes.
Guess what? Oh, thank you, Heather. We love you. I'm glad I saw that number on for you, and I'm so happy that that Candy could get to you, and, of course, I'd always get to you because I talk all the time. Guess what, Candy? I have someone I am so excited for you to talk to, and she doesn't know what question she's going to ask, but I want you to feel her out, okay? This is Heidi. And Heidi is with you. I'm going to then take out my microphone, so you might hear some static.
Candy?
Hello, Heidi. How are you today?
Good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What are you feeling?
What am I feeling? Well, girlfriend,
I feel that you are going to be within steps of finding that new place.
Great. That's what I want to hear.
Yes. I still feel that it's going to be like in a spa. I don't know if it's a medical spa or a beauty spa or something like that, but what I feel is like it's just like right around the corner, maybe from where you're at, or they're just telling me it's right around the corner.
Okay.
It feels like it's like in a strip mall.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it's a one-story strip mall.
Okay.
It seems to be like a newer one. Okay. And the vibration there is so much better than where you're at right now.
Yeah, I think so. Is it in that Medi Spa? Is it in the Trail Medi Spa? Do you get that name, or is it something else?
There's just a spa on it. I can't tell if it's a beauty spa or a medical spa, but there's a spa.
Be sure you attend.
There doesn't seem to be any more than like, I'm going to say 7 people.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I'm not really good in crowds.
Yeah, it's a smaller place, you know, but they have good clientele, is what they're being said.
Oh, good. That's encouraging. Very good. How about my anything health-wise?
I really want you to get check that one medicine. I feel it's like too much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a doctor or anything, not a nurse, but it just doesn't seem like I get the word over-medicated.
Okay. Yeah, I have an appointment in the next couple weeks, so.
Okay. That's
I agree.
Good. So I'm feeling that maybe you and somebody are going to be going like to a day out where you just go out like shop, a restaurant or something like that within the next 2 weeks, I will say.
Okay. A male or female?
I feel it's female.
Okay, yeah.
And that day when you go, watch what shoes you wear.
Okay. You know what? You told me that before, and I remember I tripped, and now every time I wear those shoes, I keep looking at my feet when I walk.
Maybe it's time to get rid of that pair of shoes.
Right. I mean, they're not that high. It's just I'm so aware of that now because of what happened before. So every time I wear them, I think of you telling me that. So, do you see anything with Sherry Rittay Hair Salon? Is that anything that comes to mind?
I'm not going to say it on the air, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't, huh? Shouldn't. Well, it's only advertisement for her.
Yeah, I can tell after.
Okay, all right.
That's something I'm not going to share online.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
What a male.
I don't care about a male. My sister wants me to know if there's good. She's the one that wants to know about a male in my life, but I mean, if you have to tell me, great. If you don't, I'm okay with that.
Well, if just for the sake, June, July, I see somebody.
Okay.
And what's he part of? Like, how does she meet him? Because she sits in her house.
I see that she's out, like, at a restaurant. It feels like she's out with you, actually, Bonnie.
Bonnie probably is the instigator on it. I wouldn't put it past her. That's okay.
This man has been a long time coming for you. He is totally stable. He's got a good job. I'm going to say he's your yin to your yang.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And I've used this so many word with around your family so much that I'm just going to use it again because this is what comes up. There's going to be a courtship.
Okay. That's okay. I am on a courtship.
It's not going to be something that's wham, bam, you know.
Right.
Thank you, ma'am, thing. You're going to meet each other. You're going to get to know each other. And this is something that's also new to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good, Candy. Thank you very much.
And I see potatoes around you again.
Again, potatoes?
Yes.
Starch. Potatoes are full
of... She doesn't eat them.
Potatoes are full of starch. What else do they represent? Fat.
Now, what I want to go to is a potato lock. How do I want to say it?
Potato latkes? Maybe 2J's.
Yeah.
Are you looking at where they have potato latkes? Is the restaurant 2J's, but she doesn't eat them. But that might be why you see potato latkes, because she does eat at 2J's.
And okay. I do go, so maybe that's a restaurant my sister and I will be at, and the guy's going to be in there, maybe.
Maybe. But I'd also say, can you make them out of cauliflower? Why are they saying cauliflower? Those are talking cauliflower.
Did you ever make them? You made them. You mashed cauliflower.
Yeah, I made cauliflower pizza. Mhm.
Mhm.
Maybe I'll meet him in the cauliflower section.
Maybe I'll have cauliflower ears.
Okay. About that.
Thank you, Candy.
Do you see anything before I go to move and put my earphones on and she can't hear? Anything else with her business? Do you see her working at this job?
As soon as she gets moved into this new place, it is going to take off.
Well, we're trying to figure out where. That's why.
Yeah. It's,
what does she have to do? Does she have to? Because, you know, Heidi isn't doing much. Is it going to fall on her lap? Is she going to walk into it? Is she going to say something?
That's kind of like, everything like that.
It just feels
like it's going to fall into her lap after she has talked to somebody.
I do.
Okay. All right, I'm putting my earplugs in.
Okay.
Here, now this is much better.
Okay.
I thank you. I'm not going to read my sister, so I did want to let everybody know that was my sister. She is psychic. My sister is very psychic and aware of things, and I'd love her to read on the show, but she won't. But I appreciate you reading for her, and I can't wait to see that all come to fruition. You know, I always say, Candy, we have about two minutes, that a lot of us have trouble reading ourselves. I always say I can read myself, and then I do. But, of course, you know, we always like confirmation. And so I am so happy that you're here and that you actually could give her those messages. And I want to thank you for being here. You always help in chat. I want to tell everybody Candy really goes over the limit of what she even has to do by keeping everybody comfortable in chat. Certainly I can't, because I can't write you, talk, and go in the ethers at the same time and do messages. But I love working with you. Thank you for giving your angel messages to everyone. Isn't that cool that there were so many people that needed Zadkiel and the messages?
Yes.
You gave. So you rock the house, and I want to thank you, and you are just phenomenal. If anybody, I know, Candy, you're looking to teach courses and get that ready. So I'm hoping that's soon.
Great. So I'm just putting it all together and trying to decide what I want to do, because there's so many courses out there that, you know, I want something simple, something that doesn't, you know, a lot of reading and stuff like that is, you know.
Well, I have to tell everybody, you also are looking at tree, at learning tree medicine, and that's the next thing. Yeah, and I can't wait for that. So we have 90 seconds. I want to tell you thank you. And I want to let everybody know tomorrow is Wrap Up Your Week with Bonnie. Please join me at 9:00. I know if we can get Candy out of bed, she'll be at least in chat. And if you have any questions that you want to ask me, usually Candy will let me know and we'll answer them. Tomorrow is chat day, so please get in. And tomorrow we are moving past those chakras, and we're going to talk about past lives. Woohoo!
Oh.
So
yeah, I have interesting things about that. You know, I've seen some of my past lives, and it's wonderful.
Yay! So anyway, I will see you again. Thank you again, Candy, for being with us. Do you have any way that people can get a hold of you in case they do want a reading with you?
Yes, my website is www.candice.com.
Oh, my goodness, Candy. I am so sorry. I wanted to give that in the beginning, and I will give it to everybody tomorrow morning, and you could put it up in chat. But thank you, everyone. Thank you, Candy. You rock the house. I will talk to everybody tomorrow. Please join me, because then I'm lonely, and I got to talk to myself. So I only know I can talk to Candy if she's up. So please listen, come with me, and join me at 9 o'clock tomorrow for some more metaphysics and fun, and grab your coffee. Thank you again. Bye.
Bye.
Good.